You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, opioid and heroin addiction are now considered an epidemic here in Wisconsin. We'll hear about stories of addiction and recovery from 10 people around the state being published as part of a new project. Now, a new sport is making its debut at the Winter Olympics in February, mixed doubles curling. It's a lot like team curling, except it's faster and only two people compete from each country. This year, Team USA is represented by siblings Becca and Matt Hamilton from McFarland. WPR's Maureen McCollum recently spoke with them at the Madison Curling Club, where they are training for the Winter Games. Those games start on February 8th.
So how did you catch the curling bug?
So I remember in eighth grade, I watched my dad do it, and I did not think it was cool when dad was doing it. And then I had a neighbor actually that tried it, and he brought me down to give it a whirl, and that's when I started to like get into the idea of it. And then my freshman year of high school, one of my good buddies asked me to play in a league with him on Thursdays, and I was hesitant, but he told me that after league, the team that's on bye will make dinner for all the teams that are playing, and that intrigued me because I'm always down for dinner, and it seemed like a good fit, and it was with a friend, and I just like fell in love with it. I loved the strategy, and that's what really like hooked me in, is like also being able to outsmart your opponent as well as outplay them.
Yeah, once I was drug out on the ice, I didn't look back. I was down here every single day before school, after school, playing in multiple leagues a night, and I was hooked.
And I think when you get older too, you start realizing the things that mom and dad did when you were younger are actually pretty fun.
That's true.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but that's absolutely true.
So why is it that you continue to curl? And for people who haven't tried it, what's that feeling like when you're out on the ice?
One of the things that really hooked me was like the games are great and you love competing and playing, but when I came down here and I was alone in this curling club and you're just throwing stones for practice and you're the only one out there, it's almost poetic. Like, there's all you can hear is like your broom sliding on the ice and the rocks sliding and, you know, the occasional sound of rocks hitting each other. And it's kind of serene. It was almost like it was very zen to come down here and like spend some time by yourself and kind of be in your own mind, and you maybe play one on one against yourself, and it's, you can still like have the strategy of the game, but the silence and the just the flow of everything was really peaceful, and I really enjoyed that part of it growing up and learning how to play.
So can you talk about your communication strategy with each other? I'm assuming since you're siblings, that communication style could be a bit different than it is, say, with your other teammates?
We kind of have a different
dynamic
out on the ice than I do with my women's team. Matt and I feed off each other, and we ground each other at the same time. So he's pretty involved in the crowd, and he's got an upbeat personality. And I'm kind of the calm out there that reels him back in when he needs to. And he helps me be lighthearted when I need to as well. So I think that we balance each other out well. And then when we are throwing our rocks, he taught me how to curl, basically. And I grew up playing with him. So he can tell immediately if I do something wrong with a shot. And we're able to work those out right away. I can just fix it. And it's pretty awesome playing with Matt and being able to, I guess, have that chemistry that we've worked so hard for our entire lives and take it out on the ice, and then now to take it to the Olympic level, it's going to be a surreal experience.
It's really fun to listen to the way that the two of you banter back and forth with each other.
Yeah, I think part of our success has come from like being so comfortable with my sister. We have fun, we can loosen up for, you know, between shots and when we think it's appropriate, but at the same time, like, if someone's struggling or something like that, we can tell each other with absolute honesty what we're seeing. So it's really easy to like get back on track because there's never going to be any like animosity or doubt in each other, because she knows like I'm just trying to help and she's just trying to help. So
Matt, what are Becca's strengths as a curler?
Becca has some like laser focus when she throws. That is a very obvious in her face, but it's impressive, and I think aside from that laser focus, her biggest strength is sweeping. She's, in my opinion, the best female sweeper in the United States, so I think I have a huge advantage.
So what does it take to be such a phenomenal sweeper?
I actually have kind of a different style of sweeping that not very many people in the U.S. do. And so I actually lock the broom in my arm, and then by doing that, I'm able to put all my weight on the brush.
I'd never watched mixed doubles before I watched the two of you compete, and it seems absolutely exhausting.
It's constantly moving. We're sliding from end to end, and then we have to run back and then throw our shot because we're being timed. If we run out of time, it's an automatic forfeit. So, yeah, it's fast-paced, but I think that's why Matt and I kind of found like our niche in it. And so it's working well for us. We're fast thinkers, and we're able to, I guess, get the win.
So, Becca, what are Matt's strengths as a curler?
You know, Matt brings just a different type of energy out in the ice that I've never seen like on any team. And the way he makes me feel relaxed helps, I guess, me play better. And, I mean, he's confident he can make any shot. And with that confidence, I let him throw whatever he wants. And we make it. Because, I mean, with the sweeping and then his such precise shooting, it's really fun to play with him. And I'm very fortunate to do so.
So this is the first year mixed doubles has been in the Olympics, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
You guys are trailblazers.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. About 4 years ago, they announced that it was going to be an Olympic sport, and that's when me and Becca kind of metaphorically stood back and looked at each other and were like, yeah, this is something we got to do because the brother-sister thing, we're going to have an advantage as far as what we know about each other and how we play. So, it was kind of a no-brainer.
What does it feel like going to the Olympics?
I think finally it's starting to hit us. We've had some really cool opportunities around the Jimmy Fallon show.
What? I missed that.
Well, yeah, we were on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon and Jason Sudeikis.
Please give a warm Tonight Show welcome to U.S. Olympic curling team superstars and real-life siblings, Becca and Matt Hamilton, ladies and gentlemen. Honored to have you here. That's Jason Sudeikis. Welcome to the show.
Guys, your musical is amazing.
No.
Thank you. I wrote it myself.
These are Olympians. These are
different Hamiltons.
It's different
gotcha.
Hamiltons. They were
haven't
in
seen
that
it.
Hamilton.
So with these different opportunities that we've been given, like we've been sponsored by Cheetos and we've been sponsored by Kemp's Milk.
So when you get sponsored, does that help you afford to go over there, and does it get you a little bit of money too?
We have to work as well, so when we're missing a month of work to be at the Olympics, that helps, I guess, just get by on a day-to-day basis. For a lot of curlers from different countries, this is their job, so they get a salary to curl, where we don't get that yet in the U.S. So
that would be just dreamy. I can't tell you how many times I'll go and work 8 hours at work, and then I'll come home and, like, man, I got, like, an hour and a half workout that I need to do. And it's just hard to, like, motivate yourself sometimes.
It's like two full-time jobs.
It can be. I know last year I was on the road for 110 days, and Becca is probably right up there with me. So that's a heck of a lot of curling and a lot of time spent away from home. So, yeah, every dollar we can get is going to the right place because we spend a lot of time training and trying to get there.
That was WPR's Maureen McCollum talking with Becca and Matt Hamilton, a sister and brother duo from McFarland, who are headed to the Winter Olympics next month to compete in mixed doubles curling.